Amen. You may be seated. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of our prophet Isaiah, the second chapter, verses 1 through 5. It says, "The word of that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, 'Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall attribute for many peoples, arbitrate for many peoples, that they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Oh, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, great, mighty God, I thank You this day for who You are in our lives. I thank You, Lord, for Your word. I thank You, Lord, for Your prophets, those people that gone before us, those people, Lord, who lived such extravagant lives of calling and working and worshiping and serving You. And in their extravagance, Lord, I mean that they gave so much, they surrendered so much to serve You. And I ask, Lord, this day that You allow us to see that joy that they saw, they felt, they experienced, they knew in knowing You to come. They knew the God, and they knew the Savior was to come. And they worshiped and they prayed, knowing that future. So, Lord, let us this day worship with that same exuberance. Be with us now, for it is in Your name I pray. Amen.